Should've Put A by Ugly Sweater. Read by Rhea314. Fandom, Raven Cycle, pairing Ronan Lynch, Adam Parrish. Rating, mature, no archive warnings apply. Summary. It's been happening every few days for the past 4 months. Ronan wakes up, finds a ring on his left hand, and panics until he can hide it. Ronan Lynch wakes up like an explosion. His eyes fly open, his pulse skyrockets. He goes from asleep to awake with no transition. One or the other, nothing in between. As soon as his heart rate settles and his vision settles, he checks his left hand. It's there. It's always fucking there. He unwraps his arms from where they're looped around Adam's waist. He untangles himself from the bedsheets, tripping on them as his feet touch the floor. Inside the bottom drawer of the bedside table is a false bottom. Adam stirs, and Ronan quickly slips the ring off his finger and tosses it in the hidden drawer. He slams the dresser closed a little harder than he meant to, and Adam jerks awake.
"What the hell are you doing?" Adam grumbles. "Why are you all the way over there?"
Ronan scrambles for an excuse that doesn't mention the fucking drawer full of wedding rings he keeps dreaming about.
"Widescreen, baby. I wanted to take a step back and admire the full view. The total Adam Parrish experience."
He holds up his hands, ring free, and uses his index fingers and thumbs to make a frame around Adam's ass. Adam groans and rolls over, pulling the sheets over his head. Ronan breathes a sigh of relief and stumbles out into the kitchen to make coffee. Ronan hears Adam get into the shower while he's measuring out the grounds. He sneaks back into the bedroom to count the rings. There's at least 20 now, in this drawer in their apartment near Georgetown, a dozen hidden under the mattress at the Barnes, and maybe 3 or 4 stashed away back at Monmouth. Wedding rings are a bit more extreme than the stray t-shirt or car part Ronan's accidentally dreamt for Adam before, and he has no fucking clue how to handle it. It's been happening every few days for the past 4 months. Ronan wakes up, finds a ring on his left hand, and panics until he can hide it. The worst part is, he fucking loves Adam. Ronan remembers thinking 3 years ago in high school that he could definitely stand waking up next to Adam for the rest of his life. That was before Ronan even got the nerve to tell Adam how he feels. But somehow, back when their life revolved around ley lines and bee stings, Ronan caught sight of Adam's hands and knew he wanted to hold on to them forever. The water turns off, and Ronan shoots back into the kitchen to pour 2 mugs, ready to hand one to Adam when he steps out of the bathroom, toweling off his hair. Adam gives him a brief peck on the lips and thanks. After 3 years, even the smallest gesture still sends a thrill down Ronan's spine.
"You around tonight?" Adam asks as he sips from his mug.
It's got a picture of a cat holding a mug on it. The cat saying, "Hot and bitter, just like me." Blue got it for him last Christmas. Adam uses it every day.
"Yeah, you're done with class at 7, right?"
Ronan gives the milk a sniff test before adding it to his own coffee.
"Does takeout sound good? I was going to pick up, like, 2,000 egg rolls from that place on 3rd. "Oh my god, that place is so good," Adam moans. 2,000 sounds good, but what will you have?"
Ronan kicks at him under the table. They tussle for a moment before Adam grabs Ronan's leg and pulls him forward, pinning him with a kiss. Ronan slides his hands up, holding onto his boyfriend's shoulders, as Adam opens his mouth, sinking deeper. Adam pulls back after a moment of eager groping.
"If I take the car, we can have time for a quickie in the bedroom."
"Fuck the bedroom. Take the car. I'll walk the damn egg rolls home."
He shoves Adam back until he's pressed against the stainless steel fridge. Ronan yanks Adam's pants down and takes him in his mouth.
Ronan hears Adam gasp as he sucks him hard. Adam shivers. Ronan hopes it's from his tongue, and not the cold metal Adam's ass is resting against. But when Adam chokes a curse, Ronan takes it as a good sign. Ronan figures if he's busy with a dick in his mouth, he can't blurt anything out about the secret drawer stuffed with wedding bands. Adam's breath gets harsher, rougher. He brings his fingertips up to trace Ronan's ears, and Ronan can feel it in his toes. He licks up the full length of Adam, and Adam jerks his hips forward. Ronan loves him. He loves him. He loves him. He loves him. He should run back into their room and give every single one of those rings to Adam right now. He wants to give Adam everything. Fuck, he loves Adam. He should ask Adam to marry him right now. He should finish sucking Adam's dick first. Adam finishes into Ronan's mouth, groaning and biting his own lip until there's an indent. Ronan rests his head against Adam's stomach and listens to his breath regulate and calm down. He kisses Adam's hip bone, and then he kisses his mouth. Adam bends down to pull up his own pants, but keeps his head turned so as not to break the kiss yet. Okay, Adam says into Ronan's mouth. I gotta go. I'll see you tonight. Love you. He dumps the rest of his coffee and grabs his backpack and heads out the door. 45 seconds later, Ronan hears the car start. Once he's alone, Ronan pulls out his phone. He still hates it, but with Gansey and Blue being so far away, the damn thing is the best way to reach them. He pulls up the email he got from Gansey last night and turns up the AC. They're in Peru. Or they were heading there after the last email. Attached is a picture of Noah sneaking past a do-not-cross line to pose next to some weird erotic pottery. Blue's got another month left of her study abroad, but they're not sure if they're going to come home for the summer or not. Then another two paragraphs of Gansey trying to politely invite them for a visit for Adam's birthday if they do stay for the summer, without actually overtly asking them to come. Ronan smirks at his friend, even if he's too far away to see it. He writes a little back, less than a third of what Gansey wrote him, but that's typical. He fills them both in on the past week. He tells them about Adam's advisor's cat that looks just like Dr. Roger Mallory. He and Adam couldn't stop laughing about it when his advisor had them over for dinner on Saturday. He attaches the picture he took. Ronan's just about to send it. Then he pauses. He writes to tell Gansey to shove the maggot out of the room for a second. Then he asks his best friend if he ever thought about marrying Blue. He asks him how he should know if it's the right move. Just to make himself absolutely clear, Ronan asks Gansey to promise to be his best man, even though Adam will probably ask him too.
But if I'm the one asking, I deserve first dibs on groomsmen. He finishes typing. Then presses send. He turns his phone off so he doesn't have to think about any more today and starts cleaning up the kitchen. The rest of the day is spent fucking around the yard. He pulls weeds from where the tomatoes and peppers are supposed to be. He trims off a couple of dead branches from the little dogwood out front. Then he waters all the window boxes. When Ronan's finally done, he's disgusting, so he hops in the shower before getting dinner. Their favorite take-out place is a little over a 10-minute walk away. He could take Adam's bike, but bike riders all look like jackasses, and the only reason Ronan tolerates Adam doing it is because he's nauseatingly infatuated with him. So he grabs his iPod, cranks it up to painful, and heads out the door. Adam ends up beating him home by a minute or two, so he picks something to watch on Netflix, while Ronan divides up the fried rice and egg rolls. Whatever Adam picked is funny, but Ronan can't pick out any congruent plot. Plus, after getting two containers of egg rolls inside him, Ronan's feeling sleepy. As Adam clicks on the TV, Ronan lays his head in his lap. Adam runs his hand over the short bristles of his hair. It's hypnotic. Ronan lets his blinks get slower. He jerks away suddenly, gasping in breath.
Ronan sits up as fast as he can without disturbing Adam. He quickly runs his thumb along his left finger, and his breath catches when he finds metal interrupting flesh.
"Bathroom," he says, sharper than he meant to, and darts off toward the bedroom. Ronan glides across wood floor, landing on his knees. The fucking drawer is jammed, about 70 unmatched socks blocking his way towards salvation. He tugs again, and it opens an inch. He tries to get a hand in there to move some shit around, clearing the path. He tugs it again. It opens a little more, but not enough that he can reach to the back and open the secret drawer. He leans back and tugs again, and tugs again and again. He gives it one final yank as Adam rounds the corner asking, "Are you feeling okay?" The drawer springs free, and Ronan lands on his ass. The drawer, secret compartment and all, goes flying. Ronan shuts his eyes tight as the dozens of rings begin to plink on the wood floor. Once they've all stopped rolling and rattling, he stands. He can't bring himself to look at Adam square on, but he peeks one eye to see what the other boy is doing. Adam is staring at the mess before him, mouth open in shock. "Are those?" he asks quietly. Ronan nods. "Did you?" Adam glances up, but quickly drops his gaze back down. "Did you buy them?" "No," Ronan winces. This is worse. He should have lied. Buying 1,000 wedding rings would have been a weird quirk. Now Adam knows he dreamt them, and Adam knows to take something from a dream, Ronan has to really, really want it. They stand there in silence, one ring still on Ronan's hand. The knowledge that Ronan really fucking wants to be married to Adam, and Adam doesn't want to be married, hangs heavily in the air between them. "We're not having a Catholic ceremony," Adam says, still looking down. Ronan shoots both eyes open and wide. "Fuck, what?" "We're not having a Catholic ceremony. One, things have changed a lot, but they're still not the chillest bunch about two guys getting hitched. Plus, they're so long. They're like 3-hour-long ceremonies. I don't know how important this is to you, but Gansey's going to get so antsy if we try to make him stand still for that long. We're not having a Catholic wedding, I'm sorry." "If we don't have a Catholic wedding?" Ronan starts to grin, realizing Adam hasn't laughed in his face yet. "How am I going to get you on your knees that often in an hour?" "Shut up." Adam steps forward and brings his hands to cradle Ronan's face. "You're supposed to be proposing. No blowjob jokes." "We'll probably have to get hitched in Cabe's water if we want my mom to go. Or if we want Noah to be a fully corporeal ring-bearer." He wraps his arms around Adam's waist. "Great. Cabe's water. The magical forest we sort of belong to. Fuck, there'll be flowers everywhere." Adam's grinning. "Oh my god, disgusting. Let's get fucking married." Ronan crashes his mouth into Adam's, and they fall backwards into the bed. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through the story's post. Thank you for listening.